Hello and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, I'm just so excited about being here with you today, being present, figuring out all the things that I've got to figure out for Ash Friendly, all the ups and downs, and now it's here. I don't really know how to explain it to people who haven't struggled, who don't understand what failure is. But the best way to put those things together, the failure part is what makes me learn. The making mistakes is the part that makes me learn. And it's brought me to here. Because I know what it's like to struggle and I can relate to that. And so people with disabilities, people with who struggle with identity, skin color, religion, or mental struggles, I am here. I understand. I may not understand everyone's individual story, but I can understand what you're going through. And we're going to be a very tight-knit community that works together, that can communicate on the same level and the same way all of us need to communicate together. Because I've said before, everyone communicates different. Everyone's meaning is different. Sometimes I may interpret something that's wrong or that's not right. I was like, well, that's kind of weird. That's offensive. But maybe that person didn't mean it that way. It came out too aggressive by the tone, the highs or the lows. Or maybe come the broad punctuality of being where he didn't mean to yell, but he yelled. But that yelling was not anything to be something hurtful or something aggressive. They may suffer from some things that we don't know yet, but people in the group do. People in the group know that person may have a very different way of controlling his pitch. They may have certain spasms or may articulate in a certain way that doesn't really sound right. But it's okay. They're here. They're with us. And that's how Ash Friendly works. And when I turned it on the other day to warm up the engine of Ash Friendly, because what's here, we only got about not only less than a year left for Ash Friendly app to come out, I need to start moving everything in the right direction. I need to start pushing things around, moving things around to figure out how we get to the next point. That's the exciting part. I've done all the hard work. I built the whole structure. I built everything around us. And now it's time to do the work. It's time for let the machine that I created do the work. We're just going to keep shoveling information into that app, shoveling it in, and then it's going to churn out this beautiful map. It's going to find a way where people can help each other on a really different and understanding level never seen before. I don't really know what to tell you on it. And I don't know how to explain it to people. We're like, oh, because when I talked about it, like, what is this guy talking about? Talking about forgiveness. He's talking about, like, people being respectful. We're in a world right now where if they don't like you, they just whip out their gun. I want your chain. Whip out your gun. I don't like you. Kill you. We're dealing in a very hateful and misunderstood way. I know, but now is the time. And now is the time to use our own weapons of love, sympathy, empathy, and compassion. Because those who have it are always abused by the people who have the physical power and the hatred to drive the knife through your heart. And it's now time to defend the people that have the sympathy and empathy, because they'll give up their house, they'll give up the car, they'll give up the money so that you're all right. And you'll just impede, and evil will just take it. Because that's what evil does. Just takes wants, takes money. And now let's be able to limit those transactions. To build it up where, like, you need what, sir? You need what, miss? You need what, evil? Okay, this is what we can do. And then that person who's always been taken advantage of, always been hurt, always been abused, has protection now. Cool, you have this, you have that. You can't hurt this person. You have this, you have that. It's all right. A lot of people can't understand that. They can't understand forgiveness. They can't understand how being compassionate. They can't understand why I don't want to retaliate. It just creates more evil. Because they'll retaliate back and forth and then just never stops. So who's really right when nobody wins? This time in our lives, it's all different for everyone. But this is a time for a purpose, a time for another new light, and a time for us to evolve as humans together in ways that have never been seen before. I don't know how to explain it to people. I don't know how to touch everyone the right way and so they can find motivation, compassion, understanding. But as a larger community, as we grow, we will. You will see other people that look like you, act like you, talk like you. And that'll give you comfort saying, you know what, if that person who is blind and autistic and he has a job and he has people that care for him, well, I'm blind and I'm autistic and I was like him, can I find people that care about me, that want to help me and find a purpose and meaning for them? And in turn, I can help other people navigate through the world easier as they do it for me? Yes. It's a process. And everyone has to contribute in honestly and give the correct information honestly so we can identify each other. And so then that way, when someone says, man, I really don't like polka dots. I hate brown. I hate the color blue. We'll know what they mean. They don't mean they hate brown people, just the color brown. They don't hate blue people. They just don't like the color blue. They don't hate polka dots. They just hate polka dots in certain things. It might represent mold or might represent wrongness to them. Or time when someone abused them or left them, or a time, the memory they don't want to remember. But other colored polka dots might work. See, folks, if we're now that we're have everything going, turned Ash Friendly on, it's about to warm up. Now it's time to go meet all the people that are here, connecting with us. And when I'm telling you this, the honesty, when you find people and people are important to you, right? I'll use this as an example. There was a lawyer that I met that knows a kid that is extremely disabled mentally. He's insane. He goes through psychosis moments and he's known him since he was a little kid. Now he's an adult, but he can't function in the world. But the world has nowhere to do what to do with him. And when he slips down, he doesn't take his medication, it hurts him and it hurts the environment. And when you can help that person, and when if that person doesn't take their medication, and we can find a way to, like, hey, he's turning into a dragon, he's turning into a mouse, we can find the right hero that can work with him to protect the mouse and the dragon from himself and from society. Because the person isn't a bad person. He's not all there anymore. He's the mouse. He's the dragon. He can't do business transactions. He can't drive a car, but he's driving a car. And he's trying to do a business transaction by getting some food. And you can't stand in his way, but if he has a hero with him, maybe the mouse and the dragon with the hero can protect each other. I say, hey, he's with me. It's all right. I'm certified. I'm a certified hero. I know who he is. I'm just trying to get him his medication. We're trying to get some food. It's going to be okay. Then that eliminates less calls to the police. That eliminates less violence that he may do. Even though he is in a psychotic state of this just hallucinating of him being a dragon. And then it's okay. Because instead of going to get food at the mobile mart or the convenience store, he went with the hero who he thought might have been like another mouse, another dragon, Khaleesi. Who knows what he's going through, but he was safe with that person. And they went to the park where he could be a dragon. Or they went to the beach where he could be a dragon and breathe fire everywhere. And then when he got out of a psychotic state, he's like, hey, can we take our medication? And he just turned into a dragon. And that person can talk to him and get him back on the right track. Because it's about working together. And it's about feeling a part of a community. Where the individual does not feel so alone and so lost because he has a hero. And because that dragon that he turned into was something just out of this world, but himself wasn't there, and now he's back. And now we can love him correctly. And tell him, can we please take our medication? Can we just keep protecting the world? We love it when you're a dragon, but I need you to be a dragon when it's time to be a dragon. When it's time and you're safe and you can be expressive like that. And if you can connect with them that way, less violence, less hatred, less abuse. He will not be homeless anymore. He won't have felony after felony after felony. And he won't be labeled as a bad human being, just someone who struggles. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love the world, love yourself, love the environment a little more, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening to Ash Friendly. And remember, together we are Ash Friendly.